put the food in for a hog, and what you put it in would be a...
A trough.
All right, if you had three or four of them, you could say, I had three or four...
Troughs.
All right, now do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Nothing but just a wild hog. So sometimes we find them in the woods, you know, they stray off and they just call it a wild hog. That's all I ever knew.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do with him?
I'm going to cut him.
All right. Would you use the same term for a horse?
No, I don't think so. You know, they might, but... Not that I know of.
Okay, how about a calf? Have you used the same name?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Do you know what they would say?
No, because I don't know what they really do to them. You know, a cow.
All right, or a tomcat?
No.
All right. Okay, now, a noise that a calf can make when it's just being weaned, and you'd say that calf began to...
Yeah.
She makes a gentle noise around milking time. That cow is?
Lowing. That's what we always call a lowing.
Okay. Now, how about a horse that makes a gentle sound?
I don't know what to call that for a horse. I'll hear them do it. Let them do it, but I don't know what you call it. Because I never heard anybody say what they be doing.
You've got some horses and mules and cows, and when they're all getting hungry and you hear them out there, you've got to go out and
feed them.
Would you have any name for them? You know, you said feed them. You'd have to go out there and feed the dove.
I have to go feed the cow, or I have to go feed the hog.
Well, if they were all together, you know, like we talked about furniture, all in toto.
Feed the animals?
Any others? Especially if you're on a farm?
No, I think they could feed anything else that we saw.
Okay, if you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, do you have any name for all of them?
All of them together?
Mm-hmm.
Well... if it wouldn't be maybe flock or something like that, that's all I could think of.
But if there were different kinds of things all together, like geese and chickens together, we'd call that, but you were talking about all of them in one word. You say, I'm going to feed
the whole crowd. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
That's all I could think of, you know, to say that.
If a hen's on a nest of eggs, what would you call her?
A setting hen.
If you were trying to describe the place of where chickens live, what would you call that?
A hen house. That's what we always call it.
Okay. If it was just out in the open, you know, so they could run over when it rains, what would you call that?
A roof.